Hello and welcome back to Heritage Radio Network's Eat to the Beat. I'm Sarah Obritis. We are being sponsored today, as in every Monday, by TechServe, our favorite independent Apple distributors and handy technicians. Thank you, TechServe. We are huge fans of country music on Eat to the Beat and on the station across the board, mainly because of its rural roots and agricultural connections. But how many of you knew that there existed the New York Metropolitan Country Music Association? I just learned about them. In fact, I read about them and had been meaning to reach out to its president, Michelle Lopez, and I finally did. And she is here with us today. Monday. Hi, Michelle.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So how did country music get brought to Queens, which is where the association is based?
Well, I mean, in the 80s, there was a big country insurgence, different country bars, different movies that were into country. Everybody loved country and country dancing, and it was a cool thing to do. And then some of the bars that opened started closing. And in Queens, a couple of friends got together before my time, but, you know, in 83, I think it was, or 82, I think they started doing it. And they were able to go to one of the American Legion halls in the area and ask to rent some space. And they started the New York Metropolitan Country Music Association. They applied for a nonprofit status. And in 1983, they were awarded that to promote country music and dancing in the New York City area.
Yeah, and kudos to the New York officials that approved that nonprofit, because we all know that, or some of us know, in the nonprofit world, it can be so difficult to obtain the status, the 501c3, and then also go out and get some funding. And one of your current funders is really helping to shape your current activities and your future. And
right. We're very thankful to Queens Council on the Arts. Almost every year now, they've given us money to do some outdoor concerts for free at what's called the George Soufrant Bandshell in Forest Park. And you might have heard of it. You might have heard of some of the people that we've had there, like Garth Brooks and Tracy Lawrence.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a legendary
We had them. We booked them before they were a known anything. You know, nobody knew who these people were. We just hired them because they sounded good, and we had them at our outdoor event. And then they hit it big. So we're hoping some of our current bands, you know, we think all of our current bands are great. So hopefully they'll get signed and they can say, remember when we played at the Forest Park Bandshell. So we've had a couple of, really good brushes with fame there.
I love thinking of Garth Brooks cruising down Woodhaven Boulevard.
Yeah, we're actually thanked in his biography. He actually talks about it in his biography, how Woodhaven Boulevard had to be closed because a lot of people started coming. You know, he just got started playing on the radio. But when we booked him, nobody knew him. And then, like, maybe a month before he came to us, a couple of his songs started hitting big, and, like, thousands of people came. So we're part of the reason that he came back to Central Park. Mm-hmm. Because so many people were disappointed they couldn't see him in Forest Park because it's so small, that many years later he came back and did the Central Park concert.
And New Yorkers love, you know, classic country and rockabilly and all that old-time music. But to have a sort of a modern musician come into the community and they just go like crazy for him, it was boded well for the new musicians that would follow.
Oh, definitely. I mean, in New York, there's so many different cultures. I mean, it's the perfect place to have country, to have everything. I mean, and some of our bands are a mix of country and Spanish music and country and Irish music. And, you know, because New York is the melting pot, the proverbial melting pot, everything. Why we don't have a country radio station is beyond me.
Right, but we lost our last one.
Right,
in 2001. Mm-hmm. So many years ago, can you believe it?
Yeah, 2001? Yeah, it's crazy.
And that was 107, and then we were talking about 103.
Right, which was previous to that, YNY.
And kudos to you for keeping them in the loop, though. You have, you send out a newsletter. Is that monthly?
Actually, no. It's, we've had hard times with money. It's every 3 months right now it comes out.
Perfect.
And it's all the members. Membership is inexpensive. It's $10 a year to be a member of the Country Music Association in Queens. And then with that membership, you get into our events, our pay events for cheaper, and you get our newsletter every 3 months, which tells you what we're doing, what other people are doing. Some of our bands put their listings in there. Some of our friends will put, you know, advertisements for different bars that have country or different other things that are, you know, country lovers, you know, will put advertisements in there. And it's just a regular, you know, low cost little newsletter that we slap a, you know,
right,
a label on and send to you. So it's
and
nothing like glossy.
You give life to those DJs and the enthusiasts on those radio stations that are now defunct. You still reach out to them on what's still alive.
Oh, yeah. We have a membership base of almost 300 people right now, and they include some of the previous DJs from the local places. Some of the restaurants that play country music will get our newsletters. And there's other country music organizations in New York. There's one in Long Island, which is LICMA. And then there's upstate New York, which is the New York Central Country Music Association. And then there's Jersey that we talk to a lot. So there's a lot of nonprofit people that are still trying to keep the love of country music
going.
Do you
guys have a powwow every once in a while? Get to meet each other in person and rock?
Well, the internet is really a great thing because we're able to talk on Facebook and everything. We know what's going on here or there. We're all social media stuff. We're all on Twitter and Facebook and share information.
Yeah. We'll get to that in a minute, but I'm curious. Can you think of any uncommon, zany, noteworthy advertisers who have been who have posted ads in your newsletter that perhaps like the layperson like me would not have known exists?
It's tough. I mean, you got Coyote Ugly in Manhattan. You have the Brooklyn Cowboys that are or the Black Cowboy Association in Brooklyn. That's actually a literal Black Cowboy Association that does rodeos and stuff in Brooklyn, and they've posted their things in there. People have no idea that they exist, and they've been around longer than we have. And they're just amazing what they can do with a cow and roping.
Where do they
and
hold these rodeos?
All over Brooklyn, sometimes into Nassau and Suffolk County. They travel.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. All the links to all these things, you know, we'll have that on your website, and I'll put it on my website when we post, you know, the recorded radio. You know, they can see the links to all these things.
It's all about keeping ourselves interconnected. And we, I learned about what's called Band of the Year, and apparently it's a contest within the organization. So maybe we can talk about that for a minute, and then play one of the previous bands of the year,
right?
Winners.
Well, all of our members get a vote for Band of the Year, and they pick from the bands that have played at one of our events. So previously, Gunsmoke is a really classic country band, and they were like the longest Band of the Year running. And then came along Neil Scott Johnson, who's a little more of a popular country, twangy country, New York country infused. And then Mary Lamont, who's our current Band of the Year, who was playing when we were opening the show, as Mary Lamont. And she plays out. She plays across Japan. She plays out at Jones Beach for free. She does a lot of things. She's
playing next week.
Yes, she's actually this week. She's
this
playing
week
for us Wednesday at the Forest Park Band Shell, starting at 7:00.
Great, and that's their last free concert of this season.
Correct.
Because there were some changes in the way the parks.
Right. Well,
the park schedule.
The benches. If you've ever been there, the benches are wooden, old-fashioned benches, and they're pretty much, you know, water has gotten into the, you know, woods and benches, and it's hard to sit on. It's uncomfortable. So with grants from Surf Maltese, who's now no longer in office, but he's Como brought us a lot of money, brought the Parks Department, I mean, a lot of money, and they're redoing all of the benches this year. So we had to make sure that all of our events were finished by September 1st, because they're going to rip that whole thing out. And by next season, we're going to have new benches. So that's a good thing to look forward to.
Yeah, and throughout history, changing, replacing boardwalk panels and benches near beaches, that's a huge deal. And plus, the city seriously considers what kinds of materials they're using to replace, you know, what's decrepit. So,
right. Well, Mary, Mayor Bloomberg and Surf Maltese are both big country fans. They've helped us get proclamations for our different anniversaries and, you know, sign things that, you know, we would be able to, you know, support us when we got money and stuff to say, yes, this is a legitimate organization. Yes, support them. And they're probably a big reason why we were able to get funding to do our different events in the park through Queens Council and stuff.
Dynamite. So let's take a couple minutes and play this Mary Lamont tune.
Well, I was just a young boy the day my daddy died. And right before they hanged him, he said, son, don't lose your pride, country pride. Don't ever lose your country pride. You see, Daddy was a preacher, proud of country folk, but his faithful congregation all went up in smoke. When he borrowed the donations and bet them on a race, he was gonna build a brand new church, but the horse came in last place, and so they beat and bound and gagged him and whipped him with rawhide. Yeah, but my daddy didn't flinch an inch, 'cause his heart was full of country pride. Country pride, country pride, deep inside. Don't ever lose your country pride. Well, last words my daddy told me, son, don't you lose your country pride. No one would believe me when I told my daddy's plan. They said though he was a preacher, now he's in the devil's hands. And when the news was tightened, mama wouldn't cry. I knew he meant so much to her, so I had to ask her why. And she said, son, he's bound for heaven, so things don't look that bad. Yeah, but I know that man like I know myself, and he's gonna miss his country land. Country pride, deep inside. Don't ever lose your country pride. Well, last words my daddy told me, son, don't you lose that country pride. I'll see my daddy there. He'll be standing in front of his brand new church, and I'll climb those golden stairs, and he'll say, son, I'm glad to see you. Come on, your mom's inside. And singing glory to the Lord, souls all filled with country pride. All together, country pride, deep inside. Your country pride. Let's do it up, boys. Oh yeah. Well, that's worth my daddy told me, son, don't you lose.
Hello.
Woo.
If you've been listening to that song and then our conversation previously, you know that that was not Mary Lamont.
Mary Lamont actually opened the show. This was Neil Scott Johnson Band.
And she'll come back, and we'll come back and play her full track, which is
Get
super
twanged.
Great. Get twanged, mm-hmm. And maybe with some modern souped up technology, we can switch out the songs for the archives. Anyway, we are on Eat to the Beat here on Heritage Radio Network, and we are proud to have the sponsorship of TechServe. Thank you very much.
My favorite toy store, I have to say. I love TechServe.
So, and that's Michelle Lopez.
So cool that TechServe has your, you know, sponsors you. I love that place.
And New York Metropolitan Country Music Association is blessed to have her at the helm because she truly brings this community-based organization in the heart of the concrete jungle in New York. She brings them into the social online networking world, and she has every gadget, you know, known to man. Games, you know, she Twitters up the wazoo, and
Twitter and Facebook is really the way to go if you're on the computer. It's such a way to meet people that you may not have met before. You know, just following people on Twitter. And seeing what's out there, and
you
learn
find your membership
so much
base,
stuff.
Your members are
some
you're
of our
them
members. Yeah, some. Well, I would say the age range for our members might be a little older, and maybe not into the computers as much. But we're really starting to get the younger crowd and the more computer savvy by using the social media that's available through Facebook, MySpace, Twitter. LinkedIn, all those different services, because they're free. You know what I mean? Nonprofits are looking for any way they can get free. So having a blog that, you know, I'll talk about different things that have happened, different silly things that happened at the dance, or different dances I learned, or different dances I saw, or something. You know, just blogging about it, and then somebody else might pick it up on Google and say, oh, this person's cool, and, you know, start coming down. I mean, that's what the whole thing is just learning from that. It's great.
And let's talk about those dances. We're swing dances, line dancing, that it happens once a month. At the
Glendale Memorial Building. We rent from the local American Legion. They're very nice to keep our rent reasonable. It's not low, but it's reasonable. So we do charge people to come in when it's at the Legion Hall.
Do you have to be a member?
You don't have to be a member, but if you're a member, then you save $2. If you're a member, it's $10 to get in. If you're a potential member, we call them, then it's $12 to get in, which really isn't that bad considering you're going to get a free dance lesson. You're going to listen from about 7:30 to midnight. You're going to listen to live country music. You're not going to get that anywhere else. You know what I mean? You have a large dance floor
to dance. Loosen the hips up a little bit.
Well, you can
BYOB.
It's more of a relaxed atmosphere for that, where that's concerned. The Legion will let us do certain things, depending. We don't want them to lose their status either, so we're very careful when it comes to that. But we're very family orientated, as long as it's 18 or over. We don't have any kids involved. You know, it's all adults. So if you drink a beer, you know, it's fine, but it's not. Dancing and drinking really kind of don't mix, which is probably why a lot of the country bars went out of business, because if somebody's going to go to a country bar to drink, they're just going to listen to country music, some of the more poppy country music. But country dancers really aren't the drinkers, and they want the dance floor. So it's kind of like two different sides of the same coin. So we're more, you know, we cater more to the dancers that drink the water and have, you know, a little bit of a snack here or there. You know, we offer free coffee and cookies, you know, before you go home to make sure you're all sobered up and ready to go home. You know, we end every night with God Bless America, which is all very American, very...
Totally. Yeah. You're doing it right. And so can you sift through for us the different dancing styles? Well, I've heard of contra, the two-step. We have swing, line dancing. Can you break it down for us?
Well, we don't have, at our events, we don't have too much contra. We have some West Coast and East Coast swing. We have a lot of two-step. We have a lot of line dances.
But even right there, I didn't even know that there was a difference between West Coast and East Coast swing anything.
Yeah, West Coast and East Coast.
It's a similar
beat, but you can more see the difference than I can explain the difference in a West Coast or East Coast beat. And you know, West Coast is a little more Spanish you know, moving the hips, and East Coast is a little more regimented. But mm-hmm. it depends. I mean, some of the professional dancers, you know, will mix, you know, different styles together. So it's kind of hard.
And so who teaches these classes at the events?
We have a regular instructor, Bob, who is Dancing with Bob. And previous to that, we had a regular instructor, which was Sandy and Fran, who's Cityfied Country dancers, who still teach all around Queens. They teach a lot out of Queens Farm and stuff. So we have a lot of homegrown dance instructors. Rona Kay, who was the previous teacher at Denim and Diamonds, a little known place you may have remembered to heard of. Rona was the main instructor there. She now runs dances weekly, semi-monthly at different places that allow her to around New York City. And you can find her at Pure Country NYC and learn a lot of dancing from her. She does a lot of basic beginner lessons and so forth. That's basically who I learned from between there and at Denim and Diamonds. I used to go there 3 days a week, and I actually met my husband there.
I was just going to say, is there a little single scene that's created out of these
scenes? It's really nice because it's such a comfortable atmosphere when you come down to the association, because we know everybody there. So when new people come in, we know you're new, you know, and you'll have people come right up to you and go, can you, you know, do you want to learn to dance? I'll teach you. Come on. You know, and it's not really a pickup joint. You know, we're very friendly. You know, it's sure, I can teach you how to do that. Oh, you like that? Sure. Come over here on the side. I can show you how to do that. It's not, you know, like a money hungry thing that, well, no, for $10, I'll, you know, do it. No. It's all free. It's all for the fun, the love. None of us get paid to do this. We all do it for the love of it.
Right. And I want to come back after we play this Mary Lamont tune and talk about what it's like to run a nonprofit and how you get creative and how you get pulled in all sorts of directions. Tips and exchanges and anecdotes really help our listening audience and myself and us here at Heritage Radio Network kind of keep at what we're doing, keeping lots of fingers in all pots and making it work. So here is Mary Lamont with a track called, what is this called?
Get Twanged.
That's right, Get Twanged. How fresh.
Get you reeling, baby, there's a way to hit the sail, get twined. Come on, honey, get twined. Hey, hey, get twined. Like good rocking, heart and soul, there's a solid way to have the ball, get twined. Come on, honey, get twined. Hey, hey, get twined. Hey, Marty, play. Keep on dancing on through the night. Play a little Johnny, play a little Merle. Get on up and down.
sugar. Come on, babe. Hey, 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 get twine. Ow, twine you, why don't you?
George Shepherd, yeah.
Hello. This is Sarah Obritis on Eat to the Beat, and that was playing a toe-tapping tune called Get Twanged. That was Mary Lamont, and she's playing this Wednesday.
Correct.
At the George Shuford Band Shell in Forest Park, Queens. And I know this because I have Michelle Lopez here with the organizers, New York Metropolitan Country Music Association.
Hello again.
Hello again. And the Country Music Association is a nonprofit, and we were just, we've been lamenting a little bit about the some of the challenges of being having an organization with a small but growing membership, trying to get A, funding, B, publicity, getting good acts, good teachers, good events, and right. That sort of thing. So I know that Michelle can talk about what she faces and how she overcomes right. Some of those.
Well, advertising is really hard. I mean, some of the bands, it's tough because they're trying to make a living too, so we were not able to pay them as much as they would get at a regular bar gig. So we're very lucky that a lot of our bands take a huge cut in pay to play for us, knowing that, you know, they'll get advertising and so forth out of playing for us. We send our newsletter to different television stations. Sometimes we'll get on New York One events calendar. Sometimes we'll get in different newspapers in their events calendar. But it's hit or miss. A lot of these newspapers we send press releases to, and they can only list so many free events that are going on, so many paid events, you know, that are going on. And, you know, the people that pay money get first crack at the advertising. So we mostly just spam them to death when it comes to posting on different calendars and events. We get our members and our friends, we just give them flyers and say, here, when you go to the grocery store, post it at Stop and Shop, post it at your local library, your laundromat, and things like that. I mean, that's a free way to help us mm-hmm. get the word out.
And when you have these events, especially outdoors, and when people almost like sort of trip on the occasions that, you know, the live music, do you use that opportunity to bring in people, to bring in vendors, bring in people with, you know, information about other like-minded activities?
Well, we definitely have a flyer that we give out to them that has our information on it and how to get other country information through our website and through our newsletter. We don't want to really, because we're getting funding from another organization, we don't sell anything at our events. Sometimes our bands will sell a CD here or there, you know, just to make money, you know, themselves, you know, if somebody really likes their stuff. But mostly we don't sell anything at our events. Every once in a while we'll sell a T-shirt here or there. But that's probably, you know, the best thing to do is when you come by us and you hear the country music, just ask us for what's going on.
And the website is we're talking about the New York Metropolitan Country Music
right.
Association. So that's NYMCMA.org. O-R-G, because
right.
it's
very.
The affirmationed nonprofit.
Right, which somehow anybody can get a nonprofit website, but we're definitely 501c3, you know, and it's been hard to keep that because every year they want us to make sure that we do certain things. You know, we have to have free events, we have to do things for the community, and you know, show that we're doing things for the community in order to keep our status. We would lose our status if we didn't, you know, if we weren't out there in the community and you know, bringing new people in and stuff like that.
And folks like you are literally at a community service post, because you're working for the organization, but at right. making next to nothing.
We make nothing. All of the bands, let me make that clear, all of our bands get half of what they normally do, and all of the board members get nothing. We get paid nothing.
So
we do it for love.
Perfect segue before our last song to mention. We're talking to Michelle Lopez, who is truly, you know, is a Renaissance woman. She is a technophile. She calls Tech Serve her toy store, and she also, you know, runs this Country Music Association. But she also runs her grandmother's Arts and Crafts shop called Cook's Arts and Crafts shop to make ends meet. I'm sure more than that, but tell us, give us, we only have about 30 seconds before we launch into...
cookscrafts.com is basically where you can find that, and that's my grandmother who's been there for many years.
She's got a great blog, and that's all Michelle, 100%.
Yeah, and she's 91, and she's there every day, 6 days a week, so it's a lot of fun.
And you're there with her.
Yes.
So this is apparently Gunsmoke, who was...
our longest running band of the
10
year.
Years, something like that, and they're we're going to play their...
Classic Country.
Classic Country. What a wonderful way to sign off. This is Ruby, played by Gunsmoke. I am Sarah Obritis on Eat to the Beat at Heritage Radio Network. Thank you, Michelle Lopez,
thank
and
you.
See you all next week.
Bye.
You painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? Shadows on the wall tell me the sun is going down. Oh, Ruby, don't take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war.